Appeals judges at a war crimes court in The Hague say Bosnian Serb wartime leader Radovan Karadzic must stand trial on two counts of genocide, reversing a decision by a lower court last year.
We were worried about this verdict because lately many war criminals have been found not guilty. However, we are satisfied with the fact that the court will reconsider all the evidence since Karadzic is a key person in the aggression on Bosnia and also a key person responsible for genocide over the Muslims in Srebrenica and other municipalities in Bosnia.
In June 2012, the Hague Tribunal ruled that the prosecution did not present sufficient evidence to find Radovan Karadzic guilty on charges of genocide in seven municipalities in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
We at the Institute believe that the Karadzic as a key person along with the Serb wartime commander Ratko Mladic should be responsible for all the crimes. We think that it is logical for them to receive the maximum sentence.
However, appeals judges on July 11th found that the trial court erred in finding that there was no evidence of genocidal intent. The first genocide charge relates to a campaign to permanently remove Bosnian Croats and Muslims from towns and cities, collectively referred to as the Bosnia's municipalities, and claimed the land as Bosnian Serb territory. A second genocide charge covers the 1995 massacre at eastern Bosnia Srebrenica, where almost 8,000 Muslim men and boys were slaughtered and buried in mass graves. Karadzic, the former president of Bosnia's Serb-led entity Republika Srpska and the supreme commander of its army, denies charges of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity. Decision to reinstate a genocide charge against former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic came exactly on July 11th, Srebrenica genocide anniversary. This ruling suggested that the violence could meet the definition of genocide in seven other municipalities. Unfortunately, genocide victims won't be at peace until 2015, when it is expected for Karadzic trial to be finished. Ivana Šetić, Press TV, Sarajevo.